The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, let's talk some Buffalo Sabres. Let's talk some NHL hockey. He is the Sabres beat reporter for The Athletic in Buffalo, Joe Yurton, joining us now in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. How you been, Joe?
Doing great, guys. Good to talk to you again.
Joe, appreciate the time. How difficult is this stretch? I would imagine this is not easy on the Sabres, having played in Nashville last night. And, oh, congrats, you get the Leafs here tonight. The league really didn't – every team's going to have a stretch like this, but just how difficult is this portion of the schedule for Buffalo?
Well, this is tricky on top of them playing six games in 9 nights just the previous before this road trip where they did a back-to-back in Florida and now this back-to-back. It's a pretty brutal stretch, but this is the kind of thing that every team deals with. But, you know, coming off of a 10-game winning streak that, you know, it's got everybody all kinds of fired up about this team, and now you got to deal with this wicked back-to-back with a couple of teams that could be in the Stanley Cup final against each other. I mean, it's pretty brutal, but this is a good test for this team.
Joe, I'm trying to keep the 10-game winning streak in perspective because it was awesome, it was fun, it was exciting, but it was also now, it's over. I mean, you know, now the team is trying to prevent a 4-game losing streak tonight, and I'm curious what we've seen here out of the last three games, the differences that we've seen out of the Sabres team the last three games versus the 10 games that they won prior.
Well, I looking back at the Tampa game, I mean, that was a pretty wild game. There's no doubt about that. But we saw them really get blasted. They were really buried in both the Florida and Tampa Bay games. The Florida game, I think they were very fortunate to get to overtime. All things being said, there. The Nashville game, they played a lot better. They played a lot better last night, and you know, Pekka-Rinne was just outstanding. I mean, the only goal he gives up was scored on him by his own guy. Those kind of nights happen against good teams, but. You know, I thought the improvement they showed against Nashville, as opposed to how they kind of got buried in against Tampa and Florida, was a good thing. This is a tall task. I mean, Toronto's going to come out and they're going to skate very fast, and they've got a ton of skill and they score a ton of goals. So it's going to be a very difficult task for them. But the thing I didn't like seeing was that they were allowing Tampa and Florida both just to kind of just bury a man, and they just kind of got back on their heels. Did a good impression of some of the bad Sabres teams from the past.
Joe, I don't know if you can answer this, but I'm just so curious tonight what that atmosphere is going to be like. Because if there's one thing that symbolized these recent years of poor Sabres play, it was the fact that your home arena got overtaken by Leaf fans. And Joe, I'm just like everybody else. I'm hopeful that we see a little bit more balance tonight. What can we expect about the atmosphere tonight at King Bank Center?
Well, just taking the temperature of how fans are talking about the team online and seeing how people are discussing it, I think this is going to be a much different setup. You know, in the past we've seen this, in the last few years we've seen this arena just overwhelmed in blue and white, and that's, you know, it's not great for the home team, but the players get up for games where the fans are into it. But I think this is an occasion where it's going to be like a throwback to the old days. I think it's going to be a pretty even split. I think that this might actually be more Sabres fans than not. Because I look back at the Montreal game here a couple weeks ago, that was overwhelmingly Sabres fans. And that was another team that usually would overtake the arena. But in this case, I think this is going to be a wild night. I mean, it's 7:30 start. Fans are pumped up. Everybody's juiced about this team. I think this is going to be a crazy crowd.
Covering the Buffalo Sabres for The Athletic, it's Joe Yurton joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the Sabres blue line, Joe. Let's start with Lawrence Pilot, called up from Rochester. I'm curious how he's looked the last few times you've had the chance to see him wearing blue and gold.
Well, what I like from him is that he's very elusive, and he has no fear. He wants to carry the puck. He wants to be the guy starting the rush. I think that's something that the Sabres team need more of. You know, I think Dahlin's a guy that can do it. Bogosian can do it, and he likes doing it. You know, Ristolainen, I would love to see him do that more. But this team needs a guy that just does not have any fear about bringing that puck up the ice. I like that. Now, he's a bit of a run and gun sort of guy, so he's going to make some mistakes in reading plays. But I think that's an acceptable thing if you got a guy that can produce offense. he's getting kind of thrown to the wolves here. That's tough, but I think if we can see more of him going ahead here, I think that would be a great thing because I think he's a good fit.
Joe, what about Rasmus Dahlin? We've got all the accolades and all the awards, and certainly, you know, his game is probably more than we thought it would be at this stage, but we've also seen some mistakes. I'm thinking of a critical pinch that he made against Tampa Bay that resulted in a 3-on-1 and a costly goal. What about Dahlin's play here, especially against some of the higher-level caliber talent teams in the NHL?
Well, it's pretty tough to focus in on the negative plays with him because he does so many brilliant things on the ice when it comes to what he's doing, and he's doing more of them now. You know, now that he's got the confidence in his game and that he's gotten used to playing on the smaller ice surface and how fast the NHLs play that, the confidence level in what he does and the way he carries himself on the ice is really impressive. I mean, it's easy to watch him and think like, well, he's a rookie, he's going to make these mistakes. But on the other hand, he's doing some of these things and you're like, wow, this kid's 18 and he's doing this? This is something else. So you take the mistakes with what they come, as long as they're not happening consistently, and that's not the case for him. I mean, it reminds me a little bit of how Ristolainen was in his first full season, where if he made a mistake, he didn't repeat that mistake. He went out and made up for it. And that's not to say that, you know, Dahlin's going to be at the same level as Ristolainen. He's going to be a lot better. He's going to be way better than him, and that's saying a lot.
Joe Yurden from The Athletic, our guest here in the sports bar. The blue line's been banged up here, as you know. Scandella, McCabe, any of these guys perhaps coming back tonight, Joe? And, I mean, on the surface level, you would think, okay, once they get healthy, then Pilot comes back here to Rochester, or maybe not. Do you think there's a case that is Pilot done enough here to stick for a little bit longer up in Buffalo?
Well, I don't know that he's done enough yet to stick. I think getting McCabe back in the lineup will be huge. Scandella, I mean, those two guys are so vital on their penalty kill. And we've seen it hurt them here a little bit. You know, the power play goal they gave up last night to Nashville was tough. But I think this is something where we don't know if we're going to see him tonight. Phil Housley was very coy about it, saying everything else aside from Jason Bomaville likely being out is a game time, and Connor Sherry being back in, you know, everything else is going to be decided during warm-up. So we'll see if those guys are back. But I don't think Morris Pilot's done enough yet to warrant a permanent stay here in Buffalo. I think he will go back to Rochester. But, I mean, this is his chance to shine. He's got to grab this opportunity. And so far he's doing well, but it's something he's got to get. You know, he's got to maybe make a move tonight and show that he's worthy of sticking around.
Joe, I think since the last time we had you here with us in the sports bar, we've realized and discovered fully that Joel Skinner
Joel Skinner is our manager at the Red Wings.
Sorry about that. Freudian slip. Jeff Skinner is a certifiable NHL goal scorer. We kind of had our assumptions going into the season, but we're seeing it firsthand. And I don't know that we've had the conversation with you about what the Sabres should do, what Jason Botterill should do in terms of Jeff Skinner and how to deal with him here as the season progresses, as far as a long-term situation with Skinner is concerned.
Well, it's pretty clear that he works very, very well with Jack Eichel, and that kind of chemistry they've got going is a really good thing. I think that's when you start talking contracts. I think you have to start where Evander Kane's deal came in, that 7-year $49 million deal. I think that's the base level, and that's where the discussion starts. As far as the Sabres' future goes with the salary cap, because you got to figure, you know, Rasmus Dahlin's going to have an 8-year extension coming to him in a couple of years. Casey Mittelstadt's going to get paid. Sam Reinhart's going to get paid again here in the coming future. So I think with Skinner, you have to, not that you're drawing a hard line in the sand, but you got to get a number out there that makes sense. And, you know, I'm sure his agents are looking at it as like, wow, this guy could score 50 this year. This keeps going. Maybe we can just go right to market and maybe make $9.5-10 million or something like that. But that's not the level. I don't think that's the level the Sabres would be very comfortable with doing. They went 10 with Jack. You probably got to think it's going to be around. I think Skinner would probably safely, if the Sabres are going to extend him, probably go about $8-8.5 maybe, but that's pushing it.
Joe Yurden, our guest here in the sports bar, the Sabres and the Leafs. What do we know about the Leafs tonight? I mean, there's no way Nylander's skating tonight, or is he, Joe? What do we know about the opponent tonight here?
Yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to get Nylander tonight, which is unfortunate. I think that would have only added to the insanity tonight. So that's a little bit of a bummer. But, I mean, Austin Matthews is back in the lineup. He's, you know, him and Jack are great for playing off each other. It reminds me of back in the day when the old Georgetown centers used to face off against each other. When you have Mourning against Ewing or you get Mutombo in there, it's a whole different sport, I know. But they bring the best out of each other. And I think that's a great thing. But, I mean, these Leafs, they just score all over the lineup. Mitch Marner is just dynamite. Morgan Riley's a fantastic defenseman. You know, Freddie Anderson can pull a lot of rabbits out of his hat and goal. This is a very fun Leafs team, which I know drives Sabres fans crazy, but I think they're going to bring the best out of everybody tonight because these games are a war.
Speaking of goaltending, Joe, Hutton in goal tonight for the Sabres?
It's going to be Linus Ullmark tonight. He gets... Yep, it's that's not a trepidatious yep out of me either. I'm very anxious to see how he handles this. I mean, he's gotten to face those Marlies a lot over the past. So getting the grown up Leafs now, this is going to be a very interesting test for him.
Joe Yurden, The Athletic, joining us here in the Sports Bar, Rochester this year. Joe, this has been a lot of fun, but this is this is the part where things fell apart last year for the Amherst because, due in part, a lot of guys going up and necessity, a pilot going up here so far. But from where you sit, how do you view what has happened here so far in Rochester? Because they have a guy in Redmond that's scoring from the blue line. They have Justin Bailey, who is. He's taking this year in Rochester in stride, at least. He's saying and doing the right things. He's putting up production. So I guess I'll start there. What are your thoughts on Rochester? And do you think Bailey at some point is going to get one last look here from Buffalo?
Well, I like what the Amherst are doing. It's hard to not like what they're doing. I think Chris Taylor's done an outstanding job getting this team on point, getting them focused on what they've got to do. I mean, they've gotten some unbelievable performances already. I mean, obviously, Pilot going up there, Olofsson in the start that he had. I know he's been dealing with some nagging little injuries here and there. Zach Redmond's been incredible. So I think they've got a great mix of guys that they're looking to develop to get them to Buffalo eventually. But you've got some guys that are going to be in Roch all season that are playing outstanding. And I think that's great because you got to get these guys winning games. You got to get them that playoff game experience to get them ready for the next level. But the injuries, I mean, I know you guys are always keeping an eye on how healthy guys are staying at Buffalo and seeing a couple of things pile up here lately. Granted, it's small time stuff is probably okay. But I mean, this Pilot being up here gives Brendan Gooley a chance to really get some minutes and show what he can do. Nice to have all these guys there that you can just put into these positions and have them do well.
Joe, let's talk a little bit about the NHL's expansion and the Seattle franchise awarded earlier today, officially. We were talking earlier about the decision to launch that franchise. What did we say, Gino? Was it
2021.
So 2021 is when the franchise gets underway, but realistically, they probably could, go into business a little bit sooner, except for that CBA that needs to be worked out between now and then. What are your thoughts on the NHL moving forward here in terms of a potential work stoppage? Have you heard anything about the two sides even beginning to have conversations about a new CBA?
Well, just from reading what some of my Athletic colleagues like Pierre LeBrun have been writing about this, everything seems to be pretty cool right now. Nobody's doing any saber rattling in advance. As far as the labor stuff goes, I think that's a good sign. Because in the past, when there have been issues, the NHL has made no point to hide that they were upset about something. But everything seems to be cool on their part. Seems like this time around, it could be more on the players deciding what they want to get back in these battles. I think the escrow thing's a big deal. All this stuff where, there could be a battle on the horizon, but we won't know until next September if the sides decide to opt out of the deal and have it end in 2020, and then, things really get going. But we're a little bit far from that, but at least in the Seattle case, the 2021 start date makes sense because they got to get Key Arena renovated and ready to host an NHL team. It's an old building, but they're going to make it all new and pretty, so that's a good thing, but it's going to make life a little bit harder for Jason Botterill and trying to get things figured out as far as who to protect for the expansion draft.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that. We can kick that down the road here. Actually, worked out well for the Sabres, in the last time around with Vegas. There's a couple other franchises coming out of these owners' meetings that have come into focus. Ottawa, their arena development project falling apart, and then you always have concern around Arizona. Joe, from what you're reading, hearing, do you think that either of those franchises, we could see some movement here down the road?
Movement's always the last resort when it comes to the NHL. They never want to move a team. I know they moved to Atlanta, but Atlanta, the owners were suing each other, so that made it a little untenable to have things work out there when the owners don't even want to deal with each other. So that made that hard. But I think in the case with Ottawa, I mean, things with Eugene Melnyk, that's always a wild card. I mean, that guy does whatever catches his whim. So that makes that a little bit difficult. The whole thing with the LeBreton Flats arena deal, where they want to get the arena back in downtown Ottawa, that there's all kinds of stuff jumping around with that right now. So I wouldn't even touch that story, as far as Ottawa, if they're going to move someplace with anything. If they moved, I would guess it would probably be Quebec City. Arizona, they're moving to the Central Division now that Seattle's going to be jumping in. So they're going to go. They're going to get pulled away from all the California teams and Vegas and everybody out west. And they're going to have to deal with the Chicagos, the St. Louis's, the Dallas's. And that makes travel time a little bit harder for them. But Arizona's got their whole thing where they're trying to get a new arena in Scottsdale and trying to team up with the Phoenix Suns. They had a thing that they thought we were working out with Arizona State to get a deal done. That didn't work out. I think that's getting kicked down the road. They want to get out of that arena, the Gila River Arena in Glendale. They want to get out of there, but there's no easy way to make it work. So that's difficult. And, you've got an owner, the owner of the Houston Rockets really wants to get an NHL team in Houston. So it makes me wonder, I think everybody wonders this, if that's where Arizona eventually ends up, if arena stuff doesn't work out. But that's so far down the road, I wouldn't even think about it.
Covering the Buffalo Sabres for The Athletic, it's Joe Yurden joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Joe, you're always so great with your time. I want to make sure you have plenty of time to tell us about what we can read at The Athletic. What are you working on?
Well, we got all kinds of stuff cooking tonight with the Leafs in town. We're going to be taking a look at the expansion stuff soon as far as how that's going to affect the Sabres. There's a great Q&A up there today that John Vogel did with Linus Allmark. I think everybody in Rochester would be very interested in reading that and seeing what Linus has to say, because he's probably the most interesting guy on the team. But all kinds of good stuff going on at The Athletic, and we got tons of Bill stuff too from Tim Graham and Matt Fairburn. So it's very much worth your time to dig in and subscribe.
Joe, appreciate the time. Enjoy covering this game. Should be a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Joe.
Take care.
Joe Yurden, writing for the Sabres at The Athletic, joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
If Arizona moved to Houston in the NHL, it's about time, right? We've been dealing with this for, what, two decades now, and they can't figure out an arena in Arizona?
Nah, I like Arizona right where they are. I like what's going on in Arizona. I like that there's a budding hockey community now in the middle of a desert. I like that Arizona State has a college hockey program. Gene, I mean, imagine being a prospect. Imagine being a 17, 18-year-old high school kid trying to figure out where you're going to play hockey at the next level. And you get the call from Arizona State. And they say, hey, I don't really need to sell you on this, because this really sells itself. Just come on down and hang out with us for a weekend. You tell us where you want to play hockey.
You say that. I understand. I get all of that. But they're on an island out there, that college hockey team. Why isn't there a Pac-12 hockey conference? Honestly, if no. No, the
what
Arizona.
Do you mean,
the Arizona Coyotes are a mess. They've bounced from arena to arena. Now their owner wants out. They can't even. If you don't have an owner that's willing to say we're doing this and this and this, no.
Who lives in Arizona?
No one's from Arizona that lives in Arizona.
That's my point. Everybody that lives in Arizona is from up north. They played hockey. They know hockey. They love hockey.
Oh, and it's worked out so well in Florida.
It's going
too,
to get better.
With, in South Florida, Miami Beach, because everybody there is from Miami-Dade County, and they all... No,
different.
They're all transplants too, and
it's
they all don't like...
That's different.
No, same thing.
I mean, Florida, I don't know if you watched the Panthers game Friday night, Gene, but that arena was at least a quarter of the way full. at least.
Well, that's better than what they've been doing.
All right. If you missed any of our conversation with Joe Yurden, we'll get that up for you on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com, where you can hear all of our interviews, all of our greatest moments on demand. Again, ESPNRochester.com or the radio.com app. Next, provocative thoughts from around the world of sports. It's a game Gene and I like to play called I'll Drink to That.
Yeah, I'll Drink to That in the sports bar. I'll tell you what. You know, read the tea leaves here when it comes to these NHL announcements today about the Seattle franchise. It's great that Seattle is in the NHL. That should bring some happiness. But what are we waiting for here? What's the real reason? Also, I've got my prediction on Urban Meyer.
I do as well.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give you two stat lines. Pick a stat line from one of these two running backs at the age of 22. Running back A rushed for 1,327 yards, 455 receiving yards, 11 touchdowns. Running back B rushed for 1,080 yards, 592 receiving yards, and 9 touchdowns. I'll tell you the names of running back A and running back B and who might be projecting to have a more... a better career, a more lucrative career running the football in the NFL.
Can you give me, are you going to give us hints here?
I just gave you the two stat lines.
Well, the stat lines I'm kind of glazing over. I want hints. I want to see if I can come up with them.
Don't come to me with your problems. You're glazing over. Pay attention to what I'm saying. I'm giving you two stat lines, and I'm going to tell you why the Buffalo Bills need to make some moves here.
All right.
They could take some action. I'll drink to that. Is coming up next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.